Bert Gallen, Mr. Mayor, Bill Bird, ladies and gentlemen, what a joy to stand before you. Oh, deep folly. No. I have to say straight away, how lucky a humble engineer from Sender 3 with demountable bottles, what, in those days, has the audacity to stand before you, you know, having been paid for talking rubbish for 40 years. But actually, I owe it all to Auntie BBC. And I want to say straight away that I'm very conscious of what they've done for me, because let's face it, you know, I was with the Plessy Company before the war, and two of my chums at Plessy's came to Daventry, you know, and I rather envied them, because let's face it, the BBC would be the mecca of engineers, weren't they? And at the Plessy Company, they were losing people going up to the BBC. And I saw this advert in the Daily Telegraph, so I applied. And when I went to Broadcasting House, Mr. Andrews said to me, he asked me a few technical questions, and he said, where would you like to go? And I was so pleased. I said, I don't mind at all. He said, well, you can go to Daventry. He said, before you go to Daventry, we'll base you at Wood Knoll, because you used to work for Plessy's, didn't you? And I said, I do. I still am until you take me on. Well, he said, you made Yaxley switches, and we're fitting a lot of these switches in monitoring positions at Wood Norton, and you can go and help them to install those switches, which I did for about a month. And when I came to Daventry, oh, by the way, I must tell you, I thought it was going to be a bit dull at Wood Norton, because let's face it, the war was on now, and the evenings were a bit dull, there wasn't a lot of entertainment. So they had a club. It wasn't at all dull. It was called Hogs Norton. And I went to Hogs Norton Club in the evening, and the engineering staff were there. There were musicians, and there were singers, you know, and run rub shoulders with announcers and all that. So really, I felt very elated, you know, and elevated, I think is a better word. Anyway, during the break between leaving Wood Norton and coming to Daventry, I popped in at the old firm of Plessy's again to meet some old chums. And in the lab, I heard a chap shout out, blimey, don't old stand talk posh. Just because I've been rubbing shoulders with announcers and that sort of thing, you know. But what fun. You know, when we were on shift here, of course, we had our technical instructions to study, but also we did a bit of light reading. And one of my books was a Wodehouse book, you know, Wodehouse's golfing stories. And I mentioned this because in this book there were funny names like Baffy, Mashy Niblick, Cleek, Midiron, and all that, you see. Well, when eventually I left the BBC, I got catapulted into show business, as it were, and one of the first people I met was Ted Ray, who was a great golfer. And Ted said, welcome into the business, Stanley. You'll have to take up golf. Go and see a pro. That's the first thing you must do, right? So I went to see this pro, and it was actually near Glasgow, where I got a job to do. And I couldn't understand this pro talking, you know. He said to me, you know. So I thought he said, what's your worst shot? So I said, bunkers. Ah. Now then, I mentioned some funny names of clubs just now, like the Baffy and the Mashy Niblick and the Cleek and all that. And I thought he mentioned, it was a strange world called Yarras. And I thought this must be a new club, you see. But what he actually said was, and as he said it, he crouched down, as if he was getting down on a little stool. He said, get Yarras down in the sand. Now, anyone who plays golf will appreciate that if you're in a bunker, you have to get Yarras down in the sand. And it helped, you know. Oh, I found it did help. Anyway, after I left the BBC, I was still on the staff, but we joined, six of us, I think, all together, joined the war reporting unit. I don't know if Bill Costello is here, but if he is, I'd like to see him afterwards, because I met an old chum of ours. Well, no, I didn't meet him, but after I left the American Third Army, this American captain, I wanted to get in touch with him, which I did through one of the army books in America. And when I heard from him, he said, dear Mr. Unwin, he said, if this inquiry is about a paternity suite, I'm not your guy. But if it's an outstanding poker debt, I definitely am your guy. And he was such a lively character. But, you know, when we think of the old names like McMichael, Colster Brands, Listen, Pete O'Scott, Cossa, these old, they've all gone, you know. But some of the engineers here used to do a bit of radio repairing in their spare time, sorry, wireless repairing. And I was one of those, and I remember an old bargee lady coming from Buckby Wharf down to our house in Long Buckby, and she said, will you have a look at my wireless set? I said, oh, yours is a Colster brand, isn't it? She said, I don't give a booger what brand it is. But anyway, that's what we used to do. And as I say, ladies and gentlemen, considering I've been talking rubbish for all these 40 years, and Auntie and others have been paying me for it, I consider myself so incredibly lucky. But I do thank them, and I thank you for being great pals during the war. Your humour and companionship helped to keep us all going. Bless you. Thanks ever so much for listening. Bye.